Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
England have secured their best World Cup finish since winning the tournament in 1966, beating France 6-4 in a breathtaking third-place playoff in Miami. Though the emphatic victory only deepened the frustration over what might have been. The 10-goal thriller set a new record for a third-place playoff, surpassing France's 6-3 win over West Germany at the 1958 tournament, and will live long in the memory of all who witnessed it. Bukayo Saka was the undisputed star of the show, completing a hat-trick from the penalty spot 3 minutes from time to become just the fourth Englishman to score a World Cup hat-trick, joining Geoff Hurst, Gary Lineker, and Harry Kane. Declan Rice also impressed, becoming the first Premier League player to score for England at this World Cup after intercepting a poor French pass and carrying the ball 30 yards before shooting unopposed as early as the third minute.
Ezri Konsa added another, and with Saka having struck twice before the break, England led 4-0 at halftime, with France widely seen as deeply disinterested in the opening period. The second half, however, belonged to France. Kylian Mbappe netted twice, and Bradley Barcola also scored to pull it back to 4-3, leaving England clinging on. Dean Henderson made a key save to deny Mbappe in the first half, though he was exposed for all four French goals, as France mounted an extraordinary comeback that threatened to spoil England's evening entirely. Mbappe's brace pushed his tournament tally to 10 goals, moving him too clear of Lionel Messi in the Golden Boot race, and making him the all-time World Cup leading scorer with 22 goals, surpassing the Argentine great.
Late substitute Jude Bellingham ultimately sealed the win deep into stoppage time, scoring with virtually the last touch of the game to register his 7th goal of the tournament, a new record as England's highest scorer in a single tournament, and ensure that Jude Bellingham and England made history by becoming the first team ever to score 6 against France in World Cup competition. Jed Spence also earned praise as one of England's standout players across the competition, rounding off his tournament by winning the penalty that gave England some vital breathing room late on. The match also marked the end of an era for France, as Didier Deschamps managed his 287th and final match in any role with the national side. For England, the joy of bronze is complicated by the shadow of the semi-final loss to Argentina, after which manager Thomas Tuchel was booed by England supporters.
Watching players like Saka and Marcus Rashford, largely sidelined in that defeat, tear France apart raised sharp questions about his earlier team selections, leaving a painful sense of missed opportunity, despite what is officially England's best World Cup result in 60 years.
Mbappe shatters the all-time World Cup scoring record. Kylian Mbappe has made history at the 2026 World Cup, breaking Lionel Messi's all-time record for goals scored at the tournament. The French captain struck twice against England in the third-place playoff, bringing his career World Cup total to 22 goals, 10 of them scored this summer alone. What makes the feat even more remarkable is the efficiency behind it. Mbappe needed just 22 games to reach that mark, while Messi required 32 appearances to set it. The 27-year-old also surpassed Olivier Giroud as France's all-time leading scorer during this tournament, despite entering the competition under an injury cloud after a mixed season with Real Madrid. Mbappe has now starred across 3 World Cups, in 2018, 2022, and 2026, including 1 victory and 2 final appearances.
The record may not stand for long, however, as Messi still has the chance to reclaim it in the final against Spain, where Argentina will bid for back-to-back World Cup titles. But with Mbappe a full 12 years younger than the Argentine legend, he could yet have 2 or 3 more tournament cycles ahead of him.
England faced Belgium in a forgettable World Cup third-place playoff back in 2018. After being knocked out by Croatia in the semifinals, England took on Belgium in St. Petersburg for third place at the 2018 World Cup and lost 2-0. Thomas Meunier and Eden Hazard scored the goals as Belgium comfortably claimed the bronze medal. Gareth Southgate made several changes to his side for the match, lining up in a 5-3-2 formation. Now Planet Football is challenging fans to name all 11 players Southgate selected for that starting lineup.
The quiz is available on the Planet Football website, which also hosts an archive of over 1,000 football quizzes that can be played in full screen mode. Yamal and Messi meet in the World Cup final, 20 years apart. As the 2026 World Cup final approaches, football finds itself at a remarkable crossroads of generations. Lamine Yamal and Lionel Messi are set to face each other on the biggest stage of all. Yamal, Barcelona's current number 10, has long drawn comparisons to Messi, and now the two meet in a final that feels almost scripted. Messi made his World Cup debut at the 2006 tournament when he was approaching his 19th birthday, the same age Yamal has just turned. At this tournament, Messi has been the more dominant force, scoring 8 goals compared to Yamal's 1. That gap is perhaps unsurprising, given Messi's status as an 8-time Ballon d'Or winner, while Yamal's career at the highest level still lies largely ahead of him. Messi will serve as Argentina's main source of inspiration in the final, while Yamal hopes to help Spain build on their Euro 2024 triumph. The final marks a rare moment where football's greatest living player and his most compelling heir apparent go head to head.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners and was produced with the support of artificial intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.